finally there, and you're like, oh, we want letters.
We're very desperate for attention, please.
Come on, Michael, why don't you give us a letter?
Give us a letter.
I'll just scoot over so you don't bang your head against it.
P.O. box.
Because I just see this happening where it's just like, kapling! It's just like birds above your head, but then also above your nose.
It's guaranteed to happen sooner or later. We might as well have it, get it done once. That way.
And on recording.
That'll be the only way I'll learn my lesson. Then I'll just start sitting there.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Daddy Osmola Super Show! We just gotta keep going. See how long you do you'd fart with your
mouth.
See,
one of us was gonna bust out like a freestyle rap.
It's Mikey and Christopher. One's fat and one's super gay. Wait.
I'm like, alright, well, thankfully, I'm pretty sure I'm the fat one in this scenario. Oh my. I hope it didn't get picked up. Because that's just classless.
Just a tiny little pot. Ooh, it smells too.
That's me just passing out.
It's been 3 days of tacos.
Has it?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't have to eat the tacos I made.
Hmm?
You didn't have to eat the tacos.
I had tacos today before you even made tacos. Because I did them at the beginning of the week. I like to make my meals out for the week.
So you've just been doing tacos all week then?
Yeah. It's been three days straight of tacos.
I can understand that.
Wreaking havoc on my poor poopa.
I'm sure it's fine. I mean, after that Irish car bomb late Sunday night, you're just like, I can't possibly go to work with this dump sitting in me.
That was so scary. I didn't poop Monday either.
See, for me, that's normal. I don't poop a whole lot, very infrequently. So for me, going like 3 or 4 days, that's Shane. I'm just like, everything's okay. I guess for you normies, though, when you go a day without pooping, it's cause for alarm.
If there's car bombs and Denny's involved, if I go 2 days without pooping, I almost go to the emergency room. Like, there's got to be something wrong.
I'm dying. Meanwhile, I go to the Larry's family reunion, don't shit for 4 days, and I plug the toilet when I do it. Yeah. I have to unplug it because I went into kids' bathroom and did it. So I had to use the kids' plunger to get it out. And it's like maybe a foot worth of like handle, and then the rest you just like arm deep in the toilet. Like, yeah, like it's somehow it sprays the feces back out. Uncle
Joe, you Dougie a mess.
It's just him with like a wrench on the pipe, just like no, he needs to learn his lesson.
You should do that if you go this year, you should do that like the moment you get to the house. Just kaboom.
Just immediately take just like a...
Saving four dumps and double plug both of them.
I mean, I probably could. But I wouldn't be... I'd have to like plan it out because...
You wouldn't be beloved.
Well, no. I definitely wouldn't be. Especially if I keep drinking the free beer afterwards too. Yeah. If I don't like put some kind of self-imposed penance on me. I'm just immediately like, all right, time to go swim in the pool. Did you wipe? What? No.
That's what the wad is for.
That's what this is for. This is the ocean, basically, of the house.
I'm going to put my diving cap on. I don't want to get poop in my hair.
So how's your week, Ben?
It's been good, overall.
Can't complain.
No, excited to get it over with. You?
It's been okay. Been exhausted. Doing a lot of working out recently and haven't been really doing a lot of stretches.
Like, you fat faggot, you called off today because you were tired. Oh, I did that Monday.
You really can't pin that on me. No, I was just exhausted today. Couldn't go in, but it was good. Got some stuff done. So it's all working out. Working on a Spanish notebook.
Oh,
so
really?
I can study at home. More diverse than my note cards, which were basically just so I could be like, oh, Hugo means the juice. I'm learning a bit more than that now. Are you at prepositions now, or?
No, the part I'm on is counting and like telling time and months of the year. They really like kind of ease you into like sentences.
Ah, okay.
Do you know what when is?
When? Oh,
is that quien? Or is that cuando?
I don't think I've learned when yet. Cuando is how many?
The quantos is how many.
And then maybe cuando is... I don't know. I've learned questions, but clearly this is why I'm making the notebook, because I don't remember everything off the top of my head.
This time next year, though.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be doing this in Spanish.
Jamie's infuriated whenever I try to speak to her in Spanish, too. Like, I try to just get it out there and practice. She's me like, just stop that.
Does she know Spanish?
No, of course not. Oh, okay. Most people don't. But I just try to practice it. Like, oh, hello, Preciosa. She's like, fucking stop that. I'm like, all right. I guess I won't get any practice. Especially after Dad. I wrote him this email in Spanish. I was like, you know, it's not going to be very, you know, understandable. It's very basic. But, you know, maybe Dad can email me back with some pointers. Never fucking respond.
It's like, I don't have time to teach my gringo deadbeat son Spanish.
Fuck that kid. That big moon Nick. This tiny cock. Like, how, hold on a moment.
It's not that big.
Dad, come on now. So, big news. I don't know if you heard about this. This is actually a little bit of old news for most people who are probably listening.
This is a more Mae Young story.
Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah, Mae Young also found out to have a horrible sex ring. Now, I don't know if you heard, because Netflix has these original series, and you know Marvel stuff's getting big right now. So Netflix had made a deal to do 4 original series for 4 new characters of like the Marvel universe.
Brand new characters?
No, like characters who don't already exist in the new universe yet.
Ooh.
So the 4 they've chosen who are going to get their series.
They've only had the top 50 have been in movies at this point.
Hold on, you're going to be blown away. Daredevil, who's like their Iron Man. That's as big as it gets. Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones.
Wait, those are Marvel people?
Yeah, those are all Marvel characters.
Yeah, Daredevil's really like
that's like your
the Hulk Hogan of that bunch.
Exactly. Are you gonna check it out when it comes out?
Who's Jessica Jones?
I don't know. I guess she has a whole bunch of different names. Jessica Jones is the one she goes by the most, but she's kind of like a telekinetic of some kind.
Pretty lame superhero name.
Yeah, I have a porn star name. I don't know much about her, but apparently, I guess they're all like New York based. So they're going to, like, I guess, make a group. Like, once those 4 get, like, their own miniseries, they're going to become a group called the Defenders.
Luke Cage is the black dude with, like, impenetrable skin or something?
I don't think it's impenetrable. I think he's just strong.
I know his, like, superhero outfit is just, like, tank top and cut-off jeans.
I think that was like... because that was what it was in Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Do you think he's got something more in depth?
I think so.
I think there's a Hamburglar mask in there somewhere.
He's like Booker T robbing that happy hippo hut or whatever it was.
Give me those fries, sucker.
And then Iron Fist. I don't even think he's a superhero. I think he's just a martial artist.
Yeah, I don't like those ones.
But apparently they're going for it. So it'll be like House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Iron Fist the series.
Yeah, there's the other ones you don't hear about, though. Like Little Hammer.
These other Netflix shows.
Yeah, Little Hammer is the guy from Sopranos, not the main guy. The guy that's in the E Street Band. I think Van Zant or something is his name. He played Silvio on the Sopranos. He plays essentially the same character, just a mafia guy who goes into witness protection. And he gets assigned to Lilyhammer, Norway.
Oh, I think I did see a preview for this in one of the movies I was at.
It's back. I watched a couple episodes. I was like, this isn't terrible. It's no game of it's no House of Cards.
It's like just ended.
Done?
Yeah, just had series finale. Not like cancellation. Are you okay, I've never actually watched a full episode of it. So no, I couldn't give less of a crap. I've like occasionally tried to, I just don't get it.
All right. Granted, we haven't seen most of these shows, but would you say USA has like pound for pound the biggest stable of just poop shows?
Not only poop shows, just like a just legion of just the same crappy show, too. It's just like...
Wacky lawyers! Wacky cops!
Wacky paramedics! Like, it's just like, here's a wacky lawyer who works solely with sports people. It's like, good lord, how does this keep... And they're all just terrible shows. Like, I've never heard anyone talk highly of them. Like, they just keep existing, but I don't know who the fuck watches them. Like... Suits and
I hear Franklin and Bash referenced a lot, but I don't know if that's a joke.
Is that even still going on?
Catchy name? I don't know.
I don't think that's even still going on. I don't even know if that was USA. I mean, it feels like a USA show.
Maybe TNT.
Yeah, I feel like that was something.
Something like one of those older cable channels.
I feel like even USA had to be like, all right, we have enough lawyer shows. I think we can pull back a little bit on this.
What are we going to do between the 8 hours of Law & Order SVU we show a day?
Yeah, between our Law & Order marathon, WWE Raw, or another 6-hour Modern Family marathon, we need something to fill that time block. People start to get really depressed. They just keep catching all these fucking SVU episodes in a row.
It's tough.
That's like, I love SVU, but like I can never watch a marathon of it. Because usually like all it takes is, first and foremost, there are some bad episodes of SVU that you can easily catch.
Every like 4th episode is like, this is pretty awful.
Well, I just mean bad as in just a shitty episode. Just like
yeah, that's what I mean too. Yeah.
But then there are like occasions.
26 a season, okay, I get it.
Good lord. Especially when they ever try to be current. Like, they're let's talk about video games and the murder that is the online internet world. It's just always just like...
This kid was hooked on Murderfest 2012. I was like, there's no game that would be called that.
Murderfest 2K15. Yeah, it's always like written clearly from like a 50-year-old guy. Yeah. Who, like, only tangentially knows about what, you know, video games are from like his like 6-year-old nephew.
The intern they called into the writing room for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, he's like, name a thing that's popular. The Xbox? How about it's the murder box? Ooh, that's good.
That's good.
That's so subtle, too.
We don't have to pay Microsoft a dime.
Ka-ching. So, yeah, I mean, you get that. And then there's just the episodes that are just super depressing.
I don't want to go off on a rant, but do you remember the season? It's like half the season where Olivia goes off. She, like, joins the FBI to go undercover as an environmental terrorist.
Oh, my God, yes, I do.
It's so bad. I forgot all about it.
I think I managed to skip most of it. I watched a marathon, and for some reason they went from, like, the episode of her joining, and then they did, like, one shitty episode, and then it was, like, right to the episode where she gets back into the force, and, like, that pays off. But it's so bad. It's just, who cares?
Yeah.
Was Stabler even still on at that point, or he just leave?
It was only like the second or third season. Like, it was really? Not long into the run of the show. Wow,
I thought it was much more.
Hold on. I forget. Netflix only had like 4 seasons on. It might have been like seasons like 6 through 10 or something. So maybe it was.
Okay.
It wasn't very good. It did have the episode where she went to a women's prison undercover. It's about as close as you get to see. Like, she's just like holding her nipples with like 2 fingers at one point in the shower. It's pretty hot.
Sweet. I guess. I mean, Olivia's never really been, like, the smoking hot one on the show. It's always the DA.
Yeah. Have you seen, like, the old pictures of her?
No.
She was, like a beauty queen back in her day. Like, her mom was, like, a 50s, like, pinup model. But when you look at her now, it's like, man, it just looks like life kicked the living shit out of you. Like, her face is just so, like, haggard and tired and...
Yeah, very sloppy.
Yeah, like, you expect her to sound like Dr. Girlfriend from... Oh, brother.
Stabler, you're so hot there.
Oh, Stabler. Let's bust these perps.
I just saw recently, it was a super depressing episode. I think I told you about it, where it's like Stabler with his mom. I guess I never knew his mom's like super insane. It's just like her. Like, he's just like, Mom, you're crazy. You need to go into the home. And it's just her like, let's build a sandcastle together. And like, anytime, just like, still probably. I'd take that relationship over the one I have with my mom right now. What would you give right now to have an on-stroked out mom back?
What does she do? Like,
okay, let's just say she like instantly she just goes like out. Tomorrow she wakes
out and gets a job.
Yeah, like tomorrow she wakes up and she's just like, oh my god, it's all coming back to me. And she realizes at that moment, like, oh, I've been such a burden on these kids. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna get a job. Within 3 to 4 months, I'm gonna have my own like crappy apartment.
I've been unemployed for 8 years. My credit's just destroyed.
All right, you know, she's going to work 2 jobs. She's really going to put effort into it. But you need to give up something to make this happen.
We'd have to get, like, early 30s mom back. Like, we couldn't even get, like...
We're like...
It's not like she's firing on all cylinders before the last stroke. I mean, she's been unemployed for a while.
Okay. All right, so it's like state worker mom comes in. She's like, not only is it... Okay, this is like a super...
How about this scenario? Mom comes back to what she was before the stroke, and for some reason, like, Mitt Romney's walking down the street and falls in love with her, and he's like, let me take her off your hands. So we get awesome mom back, and she's moving out, like, immediately. Probably a nut, I think.
You lose a testicle for it?
Yeah, I think so. Let's spit out some kids. Maybe a butt cheek. What if, like, you had to lose a butt cheek and they put some, like, hollowed out thing there that you set up?
What, it's like a balloon that, like, when I sit down just deflates.
Hopefully something a little sturdier than that.
When you say it's hollow, I mean, like...
Well, it's hot, like, well, maybe like a...
Like, whenever I, like, put my, like, I sit on, like, a metal chair or something like, that, and, like, fucking echoes, like, you can hear the reverberation of my metal crevice in my ass, like... It's like, what's that? Like, oh, it's the metal ass I got when I wished my mom back into sanity.
Chris, just say you served in the war.
No one's going to believe that.
I might put... No, I'm thinking more like...
They'll be like, what? The Candyland War? Did you eat all the peanut butter brittle minions?
Yeah, guess who lost in that? The candy people, it would appear. No, something like a headrest. I don't want, like, a balloon that would suck. I sat down, pop! I sink over. I'm like, oh, my ass blew up again. Something like a headrest, a little give to it.
Okay. Because that is true. If it's just like pure steel, you just like, you'd constantly just be like lopsided too.
Yeah. Go ahead and punch me in the ass. That cheek.
Okay. It'll happen. You don't have to give up anything. Except you must forever remain queer. There's like just this. Brock Lesnar comes by and he's just like, you're the guy I want to have sex with for the rest of my life. And somehow this all tangentially is granted by a genie's wish that's going to grant you your mom back her health. And Mitt Romney still comes by.
So I've been straight for years and like the chicks just kind of slowly trickle by. I'm gay for a day and Brock Lesnar's like, come over here, sexy.
I want you. Exactly.
I don't even get like a half hour to like adjust myself. Like, all right, well, this might be weird. Like,
I'm here to bang you.
Swinging his dick around his head like a helicopter. Can I have a minute, please?
No. Oh, man.
No. Any scenario where I gotta go gay, especially the rest of my life. It's...
Until Brock Lesnar dies.
His mom eats herself. Come on, in half grave in 4 years.
His small intestine's gone.
Wait, until Brock Lesnar dies or mom dies?
Until Brock Lesnar dies. What, do you think he's gonna let a hot pizza mask it away? I mean, his
just eyes. Because your mom's died? Like, yeah, I don't have to be gay anymore. Says who? Me?
The genie? Was there a genie involved
just,
in
like,
this?
Long shaking his head back and forth. No.
Get back here. Okay. So, in relation to that Netflix news of the new superheroes.
Probably not. I don't think I might give Daredevil a shot. I'll give if that blows me away, then maybe I'll give the rest of them a shot.
I'll give them a try. I mean, I'm hoping it's better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which apparently is a lot better now, but it's taken an absurdly long amount of time.
I've seen a lot of commercials like there's something heating up and there's maybe actually villains with powers instead of hackers.
Because it started with that one black guy.
And he was just, it turned out, yeah, he was just misunderstood, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, like they got his kid and, you know, it all worked out. But then there was like this big season finale where he got kidnapped and essentially he's been reprogrammed. He's had cybernetics in him and he's basically a robot assassin now and he's trying to kill the Agents.
Yeah, I saw it. I was like
Death Clock, I guess, is the name of the character in the comics. They made.
Oh, there's a black cyborg. Marvel has a black cyborg on tap.
Yeah, thankfully.
Who do you think they had? Who was first? Do you think?
I don't know if Death Clock in the comics is black. I don't know if he is or not. It could be a case of like. You know, what's his name in S.H.I.E.L.D.? Samuel Jackson's character.
Oh, we have no black people here.
Yeah, we're just like, in the Ultimate Universe, he's black.
Have you seen the picture? The new black Riddler.
It's Eddie Murphy.
You know, riddle me this, riddle me that. Like, oh, everything rhymes when you...
That's not clever. It's a Snoop Dogg. Like, come on, Batman, my izzle. It's come on and dizzle. Like, you can't just add cheating. Izzle at the end. It's really, you really phoned this one in there, Snoop Dogg. It's Snoop Lion. Oh, fuck you. It's
still better than the Bane voice, at least.
So, that was leading me into, I thought, The Rock recently posted up on Twitter that I guess he's made a deal with DC. They've agreed to terms for him to play a character in a movie. And he hasn't said who it is yet, but he gave some clues. The clue was, it's a character who's never been used before in, like, on film.
So the Sportster.
Is a complete badass.
Weather
is,
Wizard's dog.
Is his terms. So I tried to think of, like...
Mrs. Captain Cold.
Why would he play the Mrs. Captain Cold? That's just ridiculous. Come on.
Man. Captain Cold hasn't been in a movie.
Yeah, he's gonna start introducing Captain Cold's rogue gallery, not Captain Cold. I'm curious who it could be though. Like, who can he? Because he can't be Green Lantern. Green Lantern's been done.
Is anything
unless well, I they're guess... saying he's gonna be the John Jones or John Stewart Green Lantern?
Oh, that's true. Green Lantern 2 is definitely happening. Or
no, I haven't heard anything about Green Lantern.
Somebody told me they heard Green Lantern 2 is like signed in. Ryan Reynolds maybe, but like Green Lantern 2 is.
I guess technically they could. Definitely. I don't know.
I mean, nothing else is signed except the next Superman thing, right?
Well, the theories I've heard could be...
I'm sure there's a million scripts.
Cyborg. Because Cyborg's become a member of, like, the Justice League now. I guess he's, like, kind of a bigger character.
Oh, they're going to add all these tertiary Justice League members before they even do the original?
Well,
like,
I mean...
Look, nobody wants
it's
to
not
see
like,
a Flash movie.
It's not like they have time to do all those. They're just going to cram them all together. Batman vs. Superman. Yeah. Lobo.
It'd be okay.
I mean, The Rock might have to put on whiteface for it, but Was it Black Adam?
He was white, wasn't he? Or Egyptian, maybe?
Black Adam?
Yeah.
I mean, what do they care?
It's Shazam's bad guy. Yeah, I guess that's true. That just looks really weird, like super white guy and then the super black guy's the villain.
I'd rather that than it the opposite way, though.
Like if the Black Power Ranger was the evil Power Ranger on the show. I feel like we should have known.
You couldn't be trusted.
Picked up his Zord. Shiftysaurus Rex. It's got a shiv. Like,
so this weapon is just a shiv.
Trade cigarettes bottle for 40. Money.
Bottle of 40. Just whacks people over the head with. Just shatters.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to. I wonder if like DC just locks people in just to be like, so we got them.
I guess. I mean, it's kind of cool they've got The Rock. Because you try to think of like, who's like the huge people right now you'd love to see in a Marvel movie? And the first person I think of is I'd love to see Liam Neeson. Not as like a hero.
You said DC though, right?
Yeah. But but I'm thinking like, Marvel's pretty much just like, they're just pulling in people at this point. You know, Chris Pratt, Paul Rudd, all these guys. I'd love to see Liam Neeson in a movie. Like, not as the hero, but like the mentor character. Kind of like Anthony Hopkins and Thor or...
Like Ra's al Ghul?
Or like Michael Doug. Yeah, but that's like...
that in the movie not too long ago.
But I know he was in Batman, but I want to see him in the Marvel Universe movies. Because I feel like they could use him better.
You didn't think he was good as Ra's al Ghul?
He was great as Ra's al Ghul, but I mean, come on now. I want more Liam Neeson, is what I'm getting at. I'm just shocked they haven't asked him to do something. Like, because clearly he's just like, oh, just throw a pile of money at my feet and I'll do whatever crap you want. It feels like Marvel would be like, look, let's get like a guy who's going to have huge name recognition. I think
it maybe should overexposed, they might think.
Let's make him play Doctor Strange.
He's been in Star Wars. Yeah, Doctor Strange. The Irish Doctor Strange. Let's make him Irish or Martian Manhunter.
That's another one people were thinking The Rock could be. Martian Manhunter.
I think you really got to grow to him because he seems like kind of a cop-out character when you watch it. Like,
no way.
Because he's just this guy that shows up and it's like, yeah, I've got a bunch of powers that don't seem related, but I'm a Martian, I can shapeshift, I can read minds.
He's basically...
I'm super strong.
Yeah, he's like, I'm like Superman's level of strength and shit too.
Is he?
I think he's supposed to be like on that same like tier as Superman. I don't know much about DC comics, especially the Justice League.
It's weird in the DC world, because almost like every bad guy, even if like their powers are like, I can project your nightmares into reality. And I have super strength. Because like any regular guy, Superman's going to punch him once and their head's just going to go flying across the room. So I guess they kind of have to do that.
Yeah, but everyone has to be able to at least like in some physical way be able to harm him. So it's just like, I'm the weather wizard. I have a machine that controls lightning. And also I have super strength.
Thank God. Because this machine sometimes doesn't work so well.
Sometimes I got half of the parts on loan from Korea.
Am I indoors? Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
These warehouse robberies never work well. Yeah, I got the impression Superman's, like, physically the strongest in that universe. Like, maybe Shazam is supposed to kind of rival him. Maybe Wonder Woman's close.
I don't know. I really don't. Like, because Superman's strength just grows in such an abject way in that universe. It's really, like... There's points where, like, Superman's, like, you know, on uneven ground with, like, Shazam. And then there's points where he's literally, like, compacting black holes in his hands.
Yeah.
Like, his strength just goes from completely insane levels.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to see him... Because someone's saying, like, this Doomsday... Or not Doomsday.
Darkseid.
Darkseid against Superman. Without any of Darkseid's other powers, does Superman just kick the living shit out of him, like, pretty easily?
I mean, the television show didn't make it seem that way. The television show.
No, it's a lot of grappling.
Yeah, yeah. Like they managed to go back and forth. So I have to imagine Darkseid just on his own is able to stand up against him. Because okay. I was almost going to say Darkseid, I think, might be the strongest person in the universe in that world.
I think combined with all of his powers, yeah. I didn't think he was like that crazy strong. Like, I kind of assumed like if him and Juggernaut ever ran into each other, Juggernaut would kick his panties. But wow.
I don't know. I mean, because even
Juggernaut. I'm not like a crossword puzzle or anything, but.
Because I don't even think in the Marvel Universe, Juggernaut's the strongest. I'm pretty sure Hulk is.
Yeah, it's definitely Hulk. And then I think Juggernaut's down there. Colossus is way.
Well, now Colossus is Juggernaut, so shove it.
Is he?
Yeah, he got the helmet, so or the gem, so he's... Colossus the Juggernaut.
Oh, in the comics?
Yeah.
Is he still metallic, too?
Yeah, he has both.
Holy poop.
Yeah, he's super... He's pretty pimping out.
Like Omega Red just left the planet. He's like, fuck this.
I may be boned.
Who's my new nemesis? Toad?
Oh, no. He found the timeline. Now he's got super speed. Fuck this. Who's my next level below? Jubilee? Let's get him.
It's just like Toad lying on the floor in a bloody mess in the... Crystal just drops in his hand. He's like, oh, for the love of God.
Fuck me. So that's coming out soon. New X-Men movie.
Have you seen the newest trailer?
I didn't watch the newest trailer. I'm trying to avoid trailers to superhero movies now. Because they've started to really spoil a lot.
I'm trying to think if it's showing... I don't think this spoils too much outside of who's going to be in it. But, if you've been on Wikipedia in the last 6 months, you've seen most of the cast. Looks like Colossus has a scene in it, if I saw him right. I was watching on, like, a buddy's phone. I haven't actually checked it out on the computer.
I hope he is. I mean, I love Colossus. He kind of got really hosed by that third movie.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, he's going to be a huge impact in this. And then he's like, I'm going to throw Wolverine once at the end and not fight Juggernaut. You're going to leave that for fucking Shadowcat for some fucking
reason. Without that screen hog Nightcrawler in here taking up all the time. Surely Colossus will get his chance to blossom.
Now, have you seen, because they revealed what Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch look like in the Avengers movie? Like, shots have come out.
No.
Have you seen what Quicksilver looks like in the X-Men Days of Future Past?
No, is he in? I know Scarlet Witch is. Is he in it, too?
Yeah, they're both
in it. That's so weird.
They're both in it. Let's see. I'm pulling up an image right now.
It's funnier to watch X-Men just totally blow it on both characters. So like Avengers has to get rid of them at the last minute. Like, oh, nobody wants his character.
This is what Quicksilver looks like in the X-Men movie.
Oh, what is that? A leather coat? It's very Shia LaBeoufy.
Leather coat, super emo, silver hair, that's goggles.
Pretty gay. Tight jeans. Yeah, I don't know about that. What does he need a belt with all that crap on it for?
I don't know.
Is he not even a mutant? Is it like he needs a machine to do it?
Or? I mean, obviously he's a mutant. I mean,
or they don't call him mutants, right?
Well, in Avengers they won't.
Oh yeah,
Avengers they won't. We'll have to figure out something else. But
I don't. And if you're gonna steal, why not? Maybe Wolverine's too high profile. Maybe X-Men wouldn't let them get away with it. But if you're gonna start stealing mutants,
I don't know. I don't know exactly what defines like what allows them to.
I wonder if it's just something. They actually have to be an X-Men.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know what like defines what person can...
And some nerd just sat up there and looked it up, and they're like, oh, finally, we found Quicksilver was never technically an X-Men. We're going to use Apocalypse. Apparently, he was an X-Men briefly.
This isn't a great shot of it, but this is what...
This is from the Avengers?
Like, yeah, this is what he's going to look like in the Avengers. Obviously, his hair is kind of beaten up because it's an action scene.
Yeah.
I think they're also going to be, because the suit looks kind of lame, so I'm thinking that a lot of it's going to be done in the After Effects, kind of like
probably. I mean, already that looks slightly better.
It looks less flaming, at least.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah. That's all I'll say.
Miff.
I wasn't thrilled about either one, especially in the Avengers. Like, you're going to have Magneto's kids in the Avengers.
I don't know what they're going to do to, like, dance around it, too.
Why did you need them? Surely there must have been someone else in Marvel that runs fast.
Well, I mean,
I guess her, because she's like got some crazy.
Well, she's powers. Ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, she's absolutely. I don't. That may be part. I don't know what's happening. I know, from what I understand, the after credit scene in Captain America 2 is fucking insane.
Oh, really?
I hear it's a big game changer. So, and I think it relates to Scarlet Witch in some way. So it might be that Scarlet Witch is going to play a huge impact in Avengers 2.
That's possible.
And, I mean, based on her powers are basically to remake reality.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could play a huge factor. And they're just like, look, we're going to get her. Why don't we just put Quicksilver in it as well? Because they're related. But we can't use Magneto because he's contracted to fucking Fox. So we'll put them in. We'll just never reference their dad at all.
Yeah.
It sucks, but, I mean, Marvel seems to be... They haven't really hit too many misses.
Nah. I mean, I haven't seen one yet that I'm like, P.U. I mean, the Thor movies have been okay.
I like Thor 2 a lot. Thor 1 was okay. But Thor 2 I thought picked
up. I might have to see Thor 2 again. I remember being like, it's alright.
You're also, as you're queer friends were here playing a video game GTA party down here. You were very upset to be interrupted from that. I can understand.
I wasn't. I was like, let's do this. He's driving. And they're like, nah, we don't want to see it. And the next morning, like, let's go see it. And I was like, fuck. I have seen Captain America. Obviously, it's select reviews, but the reviews they've been showing have all been like stellar.
I mean, for most people I hear, it's been really good. I mean, I'm a huge Captain America fan based on the fact I'm wearing Captain America pants right now.
Avenge me!
Avenge me. Still one of my favorite moments from Marvel Ultimate Legends was just like, for some reason, every time Captain America died, his line was like, avenge me.
And falling down a cliff.
Yeah, I'd fall down a portal or a hole in like fucking Atlantis. He'd be like, avenge me! Against what?
Gravity.
your own stupidity. God kill for another one of those games.
I thought there was another one coming out.
No.
Or is it like maybe just a Wii
thing? It's an MMO thing. And I think it already failed. I think that completely bombed. Because they tried to charge people too much for it. Like, I mean, the game itself costs money. And then, like, all the good characters. Like, you can have Iron Fist and Jessica Jones for free. And Iron Man will cost you $4 more. People are just like, fuck that. I love that game. That was great.
What were there, two or three?
There were two.
Rise of Apocalypse.
There were two X-Men. There were two X-Men games.
Okay,
and then there were two like Avenger games. So it was like X-Men, Age of Apocalypse, Ultimate Avengers, and then Ultimate Avengers Assemble.
We should just buy one and bring one down to the beach.
We should. I mean, I don't know. They might be kind of pricey, but
one of those games.
They might be. I think there was one on 360 though, so that might not be too hard to find. They're good games, though.
There's definitely got to be one on the 360, because I remember playing one within, like, the last 4 years.
Yeah. They're pretty good. It's basically just,
pick it up for $10, bring it down to the... Just piss off all the uncles.
They're just like, come on, the World Cup's on! Which is like,
I'm Shadowcat now!
Where'd you get those big cartoon ball clubs? Take this, Uncle Joe. I'm gonna beat the living shit out of you in 15 seconds. You don't stop doing this.
I want to beat you up.
Oh, fuck it. Boom. Pedigree.
I want to beat you up now so badly, but your brother's in the pool after he just took massive dumps for that wiping.
Man, just me, like, swimming with a big streak of brown coming from behind me, like, hi, Uncle Joe!
Like a baby duckling, just avoiding turds in the pool.
Woo! Why? Yeah, that's some good shit there.
But looks like Captain America's getting some huge revenue dollars. You've seen the commercial?
What's that?
For the Rent-A-Center.
Is Chris Evans in it, or is it just Captain America?
No, it's just scenes from Captain America. Oh, okay. But, so they've clearly paid.
They're just like, when Captain America needs furniture, yeah. He goes to Rent-A-Center.
And then like a crappy little shield like comes by and knocks over it.
Like bad prices.
Like a fake wallet. Yeah, bad prices. Horrible customer service.
They're just like, that's not what you're going to find here. Well, Captain America stands for low rent, discount rent furniture.
Yeah.
The American way.
A store I wasn't even sure was still in business.
So, that's to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. You'll definitely have to let me know.
Oh, I'm going. It's next Thursday, so. And I've got an approval to take off that Friday afterwards, too.
Just in case you're partying so hard.
Just in case they get super wasted walking home.
My blog's just...
I did it in case one, it's too amazing and I'm just like comatose and ecstasy afterwards, or the more likely scenario, it just disappoints me and I'm just shitty in a bad mood and just like, can't believe
it. After all the talk you've been doing.
Yeah, I'm just like, can't believe it didn't live up to all my wildest expectations.
It makes Green Lantern look like Dark Knight.
Just, damn you, Chris Evans, you sexy motherfucker.
We haven't heard the Winter Soldier talk yet. Maybe it's like, I'm here to end you, Captain America.
He talks like fucking, you didn't see Elysium, did you?
No. I know that accent.
He just puts on like a super, very like forced South African accent. Like, I'm Captain America. I am hell to fight you. Oh,
thank God there's only a couple million of you guys.
And not a lot of you in Hollywood, thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully.
I felt bad when someone like corrected me. They're like, that's not a wacky voice. He's South of African. I'm like, oh, what a weird voice.
Isn't Scarlett Johansson or some like hot actress from South Africa, I think, too? Scarlett Johansson. They don't sound like that. I bet there's tons of people that don't sound like that. He's clearly...
Well, I guess it's weird because I guess French is a big thing there. But it's basically just a hodge
for a long time.
It's a hodgepodge of like different European countries.
Different white people just destroying blacks. over the course of centuries for minerals. And
what eventually came out of it was that voice.
Yeah, and they finally got a black president in like the 80s. White people were like, oh, we lost. So like, oh, you had a pretty good reign, though.
you really gave that all you had. So, last thing I thought when I was like thinking of The Rock, it made me, I was listening to the Lance Storm episode of Art of Wrestling.
Used to throw you out of all the rumbles.
No, it's Rey Mysterio, that fuck.
Rock did too, I think, a lot.
What's that?
I think The Rock would too, because he'd go in there and get the people's elbow like immediately. You'd have to sit through that long ass finish.
That was annoying. I just remember Rey Mysterio, because Rey Mysterio was always like one of the last people in. And like this was SmackDown, I think, Shut Your Mouth or Know Your Role, one of those. So like the thing that would happen is you just see the screen flash with the symbol for SmackDown when someone was using their finisher. And for some reason, Rey Mysterio, despite the fact his finisher requires you to be on the ropes, yeah. It just, wherever anywhere. He fucking is. He
anywhere.
Just, he just like fucking slaps you once, like, oh, books finisher, boom, 619. And I'm just taking like three of them and just lifts my flabby ass out and hurls me over. And I'm just like, God damn it, Rey Mysterio! Or the game where we were playing with Sean and Zach. And I just remember, like, because we, you know, whenever you lose in the game and get thrown out, you just pick someone else. And X-Pac was in there, and I just picked X-Pac. That was his fight. And then Sean comes in completely. He doesn't realize I'm X-Pac. He's like, get fucking X-Pac out of here.
Goodbye, X-Pac.
It just throws me over. I'm just like, I guess I'm done playing.
It gives you some idea of the amount of turds that must have come in there for you to finally be like, I guess I'll take X-Pac.
Yeah. It's probably like, oh, God, a third member of La Resistance. Goody.
Rob Conway.
Weren't even French. But no, I was going to say, I was listening to Lance Storm episode of Art of Wrestling, and he was talking about how...
I'll have to check that out.
It's pretty dry.
Is it?
It's pretty Lance Storm. I mean, it's fine for Lance Storm.
I bet he's got a lot of stories. It feels like everyone's always what's it like being clean?
He doesn't tell really many stories. He kind of just talks about wrestling and, you know, like, getting started. Because I guess he's just like, I have books if you want to listen to my stories, so... But I just remember when he used to do his Q&A a lot. And I remember I asked him a question I thought was very reasonable based off of the ECW One Night Stand event where
Mike Awesome
was wrestling and Joey Styles on commentary was like, I fucking hate you, Mike Awesome. I hope he kills himself. And then Mike Awesome then goes on to commit suicide like 2 years later. So I wrote Lance Storm and I was like, I don't mean to assume, but... I think it was kind of what's your stance on Mike or Joey Styles saying that
hear him loading the gun.
What do you think about Joey Styles saying that on commentary about Mike Awesome? Do you think maybe that's a line that just shouldn't be crossed? Anyway, thanks. And then he just responded like, I don't think you should ever mean to assume there, Mark. Maybe he did have huge heat. It's people like you who are ruining the business and just be like, what the fuck? What's going on, Lance? And then you write a question into him that's just like...
Spelled incorrectly and out prepositions.
Yeah, I was like, I wish they could say genius.
Is Buff Bagwell huge dickhead?
Is Buff Bagwell... No, here's the question. You were like, when you go to Crackle Barrel, do you like to eat...
No, that was the joke.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's asked that question. It starts with, when you go to Crackle Barrel, do you like to sit near the fireplace or away from it?
Oh, yeah.
And then you write at the end, oh, and is Buff Bagwell and huge dickhead. In that exact wording, and huge dickhead. And he's like, hey, thanks for the question. No, I don't generally like to sit next to the fire. And Buff was Buff, and things are, you know, as they are. Thanks for the question.
Thanks for your informed question.
I was like, what the fuck? He shits on me for asking a valid question, and you ask, is Buff Bagwell and huge dickhead, and he responds to you cordially?
I think the joke was that I said, like, oh, Christopher Larios asked Lance Storm, like, who do you think's going to be the next up-and-comer in the WWE? Michael Larios asks, what's your favorite pancake syrup? And how do you think Mighty Molly's panties would taste good in soup? She's like, in response to Christopher Lario, stop asking fat, dumb, gay, retarded questions. No one cares what you think. To Michael, I like the blueberries. And I can't imagine Molly's panties would taste very good in soup. Thank you for your question. Love, Lancey.
It's just like, oh, this sucks.
I did think that was funny.
So infuriating. he shits all over me when I ask a valid question, but you ask just in the most retarded way.
Like, obviously setting up with a question I didn't care about at all.
Yeah. Clearly, like, oh, someone wants to know whether or not I sit next to the fireplace.
Someone asked me a Cracker Barrel question. I mean, not, like, unless it's 5 degrees outside, nobody wants to sit next to the fireplace at Cracker Barrel.
But he still answered it very earnestly.
That's that dick in the butt seat. Like, the only other worst one is the one that's just, like, the barrel that's, like, this high off the floor with the checkerboard on top of it.
Like I said, it's not actually a seat. Those old gentlemen were playing a game of checkers.
I really want a coal miner's breakfast.
I'm here for meatloaf. They can eat around me. So you got some thoughts?
Just a couple quick things. Pardon me.
All right, Colin Firth, let's hurry up over here.
I went to Tyler's party over the weekend. And I ran into one of his coworkers, a guy I don't really know that well. And he's like, oh, you've met Larius, right? He's like, yeah, you're the guy that pooped on the floor, right?
It's quite the introduction. Is there a true story behind this?
Yeah, remember like a week ago I was taking a shit in the morning and I took a dump and I guess the chain wasn't hooked up to the thing to flush because I like to do a courtesy dump like a person. So I had to get up without wiping and push the tank over and lift it up and get it to like manually flush. And I sat down and took a magazine out and started reading it and there was just like poop smeared all over the floor. And, like, my footprints were in it and everything. Like, it was fresh. Like, I looked at the path from the door to the toilet. There was nothing. So I knew, like, it happened right here.
It wasn't like the dog had snuck in.
No, it was so fresh and warm. There's no way. I realized what happened when I stood up to, like, to manually unplug it. Like, a tiny schmeckle of poop must have just fallen out of my ass onto the floor. And then when I turned around, I just, like, stepped all over it. Like...
Boots smearing it all over the floor.
Yeah, but I emailed Tyler, told him about it at work because I thought it was funny, and I guess he told his coworker. And the guy's like, "Oh, you're the guy that shit on the floor," and his girlfriend was there. And she's like, "I heard that story too."
Why does she sound like Cartman from South?
I heard that story too. Man, that was a great story. I'm gonna kick you square in the nuts.
That is great.
I thought that I finally got the thank you card for Aunt Mary and Uncle Bob for the Home Depot gift card that they got us like 6 months ago.
Yeah. Oh, we sent one out.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I got the card today and I just wrote like, thanks very much for the gift card. We just used it this last weekend. Sorry, I forgot about to send this. Signed Mikey, Kitty. I left it blank for you to sign your name. And I put a little dog paw for Scotia. And I put it aside and I was like, I'll take it home and let Christopher sign it. Like, forgot about it 2 hours later, saw the card, and I was like, why didn't I send this out yet? Mail's going out.
So I look like the big shit. Didn't even sign it. Especially if it's like a big line for where I was supposed to sign it.
That's the worst part. They're gonna read it. They're like, oh, Mikey, little responsible man. Oh, my little sister. Kitty. Oh, sweet Scotia, we haven't met yet. Oh, what happened to Fat Gaylord? He couldn't write anything?
Oh, him and his big fat cat were too fucking rude to sign their card? He's like, no, Uncle Bob, come on now.
Show me everything he bought with the gift card. I'm just like, his pants. His panties. He's like, shrimp.
No. Give me back my pants, Uncle Joe, or Bob. He's like, oh, I'll give them back. But you have to sit here and listen to me read the Chinese newspaper again. Go!
And this time send me a thank you card.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, I guess I'm not going to lose sleep over tonight. Like, I'm not going to be like waking up like, oh, I'll have to get a card too!
I'm fucking with you. I'm pretty sure I did remember to sign your name. I think I put it down for a second. I was like, he doesn't give a shit. I just signed it for you.
I think what makes me more upset is that you put Scotia on there, but you didn't have the cat sign it. They had me submit the cat.
That'd be funny if they're like, bullshit, everyone knows a cat can't sign its name.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, it's pretty Scotia. Cats can't write.
Witchcraft. And then the last thing I had was, I came home yesterday and found a Ritalin just sitting on my desk in my room.
Yeah.
No one in there. It was like the after school special where the quarterback opens up his locker and there's just like steroids sitting right there. I felt like I was going to turn around and see you in like your ladies volleyball coach like uniform.
Like with the cat. Like I'm the coach. Like, don't worry, Mike, with these, you'll be a star.
I think you need to explain that premise, because I think that premise is hilarious. I'd pay to make that movie in a second if it was within my reach.
But the premise of me, like, as like the coach who's just like, you only needed one thing to get over the hedge, brother. You just needed Ritalin to keep yourself focused.
No, that's good too, but you as the ladies' volleyball team coach.
Still the same knowledge, though, that you're for some reason the person I'm coaching.
I just like the idea, like, all right, ladies, I know what you're thinking. I'm not a woman. I've never coached or played volleyball.
And to be honest, I am probably going to try to sneak peeks at you to address it, because I'm kind of that kind of person. But with good teamwork and Adderall, we will be able to maybe win 3 or 4 games this season against junior league teams. Boom, let's go, ladies. Let's go. On the field. No pants. No pants. No pants. No pants. There's no way. That's just going to inhibit your movement.
It's panties versus skins.
I fucking, none of you have to wear panties.
I forget whose panties. It's too confusing. Going to be Brazilian versus clean cut.
Sounds like she was laughing at RJ.
That's a good one.
I like it. My sons are perverts.
I would totally, like, even if someone just gave me $1,000 and like, do it whatever you want, I was like, can I make this movie for $1,000? Christopher Larios, Coach of the Year or something. I don't know what it'd be called.
I mean, you definitely,
because you seem to know enough about volleyball, you could convince the girls for like a minute.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, so which one of you is the libero? They're just like, what's the libero? I'm like, interesting you to ask that. The libero is a position in the back line whose main role is to be the defensive player. They're like, this person knows what he's talking about. So what plays do you have? So, why don't you bend over? And she kind of feels like,
I want to eat this personal pan of pizza off your ass. Oops, the pizza fell off. Whatever. Slightly perverted, but still like those moments of like pure gold.
Well, I'm just like, Cynthia, is your mother yelling at you again? You don't have to take that from her. You're a beautiful woman. Yeah, take those pants off and get off on the field. Let's do it.
Like every time their parents are about to have you hung outside on a tree, you're like, I've got the strategy to beat Norfolk High this weekend.
We're going to kill two of their players.
We've never beaten Norfolk High.
I'm going to get shit-faced and hit over two of their players while I'm driving home. It's just them.
I'm going to need someone else's car so they don't suspect me.
It's just them. But I'm still like the honorable hero. Like, it's still like, come be my hero. Watch me fly away.
I could be your hero, baby. And I just picture like the scene from the trailers. Like, one of the girls like, I think I have the coach's volleyball shorts. And they cue you walking in.
Did the baby elephant walk?
Come on, you cum guzzling horse. I want to see some laps. Shake those titties.
They're sure all little jumpy jacks. Jello shots at volleyball. Yeah, it's an interesting sport.
Someone bring me more water for my kiddie pool.
Oh, that would be pretty great. I mean, it's not as good as Fart Truck.
Fart Truck, I think DC bought the movie rights.
That's what Rock's gonna start.
Somehow Sony has the movie rights to Fart Truck, but we still have the book rights.
Well, the thing is that, I don't know, we haven't explained Fart Truck, obviously.
Well, it was my idea, first off. Christopher sprinkled a few nuggets of bullshit on top of it and called it his own.
The notion of Fart Truck is that there was the movie, the
Chaperone.
The Chaperone, where Triple H is in it. And you had to see it after you lost an eat-off.
Was that the McDonald's eat-off?
It's the only one I won, so yes.
It was the only one with like drastic consequences, too.
Yeah, the rest of them were just like, oh, let's go and eat 20 soft tacos.
I guess we had to walk home from Taco Bell.
We didn't. We called Sean to pick us up, too. We were just like, I'm hung. I'm too. My belly's fullsies.
But I think the Arby's one we walked home from, didn't we?
Yeah, well, that one wasn't too bad. I gave up pretty quickly on that one. The Pepper Jack melts or something.
Did we do
like
a Wendy's one? Like a Junior Bacon or a McNuggets
one? No, we did a McDouble one. And on that one I lost solely because I was too ashamed to like go up and ask for... I was really fat back then. I was too ashamed to go back up and ask for like more double cheeseburgers. So I was just like, I'll just fucking take the loss. rather than the shame of waddling back up there after ordering 12 double cheeseburgers, but ready to be like, two more, please.
This isn't done. I got something to prove.
It's like Kurt Angle with the broken neck. Like, you're already, you've won a medal. There's nothing left to prove. I'm going back out there and bringing the gold home. Just me like, I need to win. I need to prove something to myself. What, that you could be an even bigger and fatter version of yourself? Well,
I'm sure everyone believes
that's
that.
A byproduct, but yes.
If you and Jamie break up, we have to do a meatball sub eat off from Subway.
I don't think I could.
It's something to look forward to, at least, in worst case scenario.
I was like, what, in the scenario that suddenly we just break up, I'm just like crying into meatball subs, like, woo, it'll wipe away the tears.
I'll spring for the ninth meatball.
They won't give it to you. I've tried to course it.
50 cents, you think they will?
I mean, I've been like, come on, I was a pretty fucking loyal customer to Subway for like the better part of a year. I would go there like twice, three times a week, get a meatball sub. And they'd still be like, there you go, eight meatballs. Even when they'd pick up a ninth meatball, they'd still like, oh, let me dip that back in. Like, come on. This is a big loaf, too. That one meatball was pretty small. If anything, this is evening out.
When you get that shit meatball, and then you get to the end, like, oh, a third of my sandwich, just all bread, thanks.
Just all shitty bread and pepper jack cheese that isn't melted. This is going to be great. No, I'll just throw this away, thanks.
They're like, would you like it toasted? Yeah. And they just wrap it up anyway.
I never get it toasted. I never liked it toasted bread.
Yeah, but the cheese never melts if you don't.
I don't care that much.
I don't know what they keep those meatballs heated in, but it's not heated.
I mean, it's not meat to begin with, so I mean, I'm not judging them too much at this point.
You have any idea how hot this has to be to keep zebra tongues hot?
That's pretty exotic. If they were like rat tongues, I'd be like, I could believe that more.
Zebra tongues.
Yeah, wink, wink. Like, why don't you at least say fucking cow like they're supposed to be?
Yeah, why would you make up something disgusting?
Yeah, why would you make it something I'm going to be like, oh, I don't want that to begin with. So I guess there's no rib witches anymore either. Did that happen? I never ate rib witches.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
I think it's always been like a seasonal thing north of Virginia. For like a little bit they thought, maybe these will last here. Hmm. And they did for like 6 months. And people were like, these are kind of gross.
Did you ever eat them?
I did one sometime when we were living at Lakewood. But it was like the first one in probably like 5 or 6 years. And I was like, this was very mediocre and incredibly gross to eat because it's just like covered in barbecue sauce.
Just slathered in there like very cheap barbecue sauce.
I did it while I was driving too. It looked like I fucked it in my lap. And then...
Oh, we were talking about fart truck.
Yeah, fart truck.
You lost the eat off, had to see the chaperone, and you brought to me the story that like the robber...
biscuit hash brown eat off at McDonald's.
Come on, I don't want Jamie to be like, oh, God, he won that.
This was years ago.
Stop bringing up the details.
No, you should brag about it. What was it, six, and you beat me?
Six combos, yeah. It's pretty clear why I was in such horrible shape. That was like, and I remember it's like the one tag Dad's been proud of me, too. He's just like, you finally accomplished it, Christopher. You won something.
I was the loser.
You were the first in something. I'm finally proud of you.
I was the loser, son, in that scenario. Only 5 sausage biscuits and hash browns?
You freaking puss bag. You bucket a dump.
You walk home. I drove. Well, you got me this time.
Well, you're driving me home now, too, because my car's broken. And Alex is going to have to sit on your lap. Why wouldn't he sit on your lap? He wants to see what it's like to drive.
He's pretty big.
Gets kind of heavy. Now, so in the movie, I guess they're chasing after somebody, and you know, the bad guys are.
The bad guys are chasing after Triple H. Yeah.
And they're in a convertible, and like a truck stops, and they bump into it, and then the doors... just fly open.
Just plain white doors, no sign or anything on it.
And dirty diapers fling out of the door and cover the guys.
Like springboarded. Like there was no, like they were in boxes that were not shut at all. And then you see the sign on the side of the truck that's like Soiled Diaper Incorporated or something.
And then you just had to stop. You're like, one, why would a company deal solely in dirty diapers? Like why would they just carry
them? Who's recycling dirty diapers in this day and age?
Two, why would they not be in boxes if they were? And then three, why would the doors, when it gets rear-ended, just jettison open and then the diapers just fling out of it?
Since I've been working in car insurance, I found a lot of holes. It hit the bumper, not the doors. Why would the doors fly open?
So we just came to the story, a magnificent story, that there's someone going after this truck. And they run into it, and when they run into it, it just opens and farts on them. But we were like, all right, we really need to like set this up. So I believe the premise is that it was going to be like a body not my own. And it was going to start with like a father and his daughter in the car, and the daughter was telling her dad.
Co-created
and she was like,
by Christopher Lee.
Yes, created by. And then the daughter was just like, Dad, I don't feel like I'm right being a woman. I want to be a man.
Terry O'Quinn is the dad.
And he's not a monster of a dad, but, you know, he has trouble kind of coming to grips with this. He was very, you know, he always enjoyed having a daughter, and it's tough for him. It's very untraditional in his lifestyle. But, you know, they have like a good 10-minute discussion. They finally kind of are making peace with it. And they bump into the bumper of the fart truck and the doors open. And then it's just a 20-minute fart sound effect with, like, just heavy wind blowing on them.
Hair,
so, like, it's just blowing back their faces. Just, like, close-ups on them, too. It was, like,
all
their
of a sudden,
hairline.
That's when the dad had a wacky top hat on that just goes flying off.
Like, their hairline starts receding, like, and then just credits. And then we come out on stage. I've prepared about 20 minutes of just, you know, standing applause and perhaps an encore.
I have an Oscar pocket, like a pocket that's specifically designed to hold an Oscar.
Yeah, I have like a pedestal already. I'm just like, you just put the Oscar right in there. And I feel it's a classic in the making.
Is it funnier if he doesn't say anything and hits fart truck, or is it funnier if he's like, well, honey, I've always loved you, and I guess I'm just going to have to keep on doing that. It's a fucking fart truck!
I think he needs to say it. I think that sets it
off. It's a fucking fart truck. It's like, the audience is like, what? Like, oh, you'll know. By fart truck part 30, you're going to be all too, we'll stop saying it at that point.
The idea that like people were just like, you know, the direction's not great. These actors aren't fantastic, but this is telling a great, fart truck! It's just like Roger Ebert sitting there in the front row of the theater, just like, yeah, I'm going to kill myself now.
Have you seen Schindler's List ever?
I've seen bits and pieces of it, not the whole thing.
Do you remember like the last scene where it's really
where like they're all like walking toward the grave?
Yeah, right before that, where it's like Liam Neeson thinking about, like, all the people, like, oh, this ring I have, this ring.
I could have sold it. And,
one
saved
and he's like bursting down tears. That'd be great. Like, just one Jew's like slowly backing his car out of the parking space, like taps the fart truck. I'm sorry. It should be over soon. Yes, one ring. It would have saved a lot. This is long.
Just ruining everything.
Sorry, Mr. Neeson. Cut!
Like, this is the extra.
They're like, cut. Like, now? Cut? Okay.
He didn't, when he first ran into the fart truck. Why was there a fart truck on set for Schindler's List? Is what I wonder. You can get it for really cheap. Just fills the background shot. It's unlabeled.
Obviously. We couldn't.
For obvious reasons.
People would purposely rear-end it if we labeled it fart truck.
Hoodlums would always be backing up into it just so they could set off a fart truck.
Would you rear-end the fart truck once lightly if you just saw it in traffic? Like, if you knew, like, it didn't take much
to set
it off.
And I'm in your car, too.
Yeah.
So I'm just like... Like, you the paint job on your car starts to peel off.
Would you want to see how bad it is? Or would you be like,
I might open the window a crack, but then I'm worried, like, it's just going to, like, create a vacuum
in
the
car. Oh, you're going to open the window?
Yeah, I'm just like, squirt.
I'd keep the window open and then, like, hope it doesn't bake me inside.
I think it'd be great. I think you'd have to try once. The fart truck was actually a real thing.
Yeah. One of us needs to do, like, crappy animation. Just get one fart truck out there. And then I'm pretty sure we could write 50 fart truck episodes in, like, a weekend easily.
It just, it always has to, like, be like that, too. Like, it just has to be, like, something very, like, not, like, always have to be that level of serious, but just has to be something that, like, very much isn't setting up for, like, the fact that they're going to bet ram into a fart truck.
And every, I'm sure there's got to be a scene in 12 Years a Slave that we can fit a fart truck in there.
And she's just like, oh, main character, you're finally back after being a slave. Yes, I have.
Main character movie you clearly didn't see.
But I have some bad news for you. On the way into the driveway, I accidentally backed into a car. Well, if you just come outside, he opens the front door.
It's still going. Yes, lordy, lordy. It's
pretty bad. I'm afraid that your petunias are not going to survive. It's just wilting. Like, just... Your dog may have gone in there too to investigate. I'm not going in for
it. He was a good dog.
Very loyal.
Pretty sure any Jennifer Garner scene, Dallas Buyers Club, could be made better by Fart Truck.
God, yeah. They came at dinner and just like, thank you for coming. The waiter's like, nope, I spilled my miniature Fart Truck.
I'm a doctor. I try to help people. I'm a doctor.
The waiter just drops a wine bottle onto it, opens, just farts come out. Like,
oh, that's a Fateau Chicot.
Oh no, my novelty bottles of fat wine.
Nobody ever orders this. I don't know where.
I just carry it around, just in case. I know one day someone will want it.
It's like, bring. Oh, my phone rang. It's a Fart Truck calling. I gotta take this. Hello?
Oh my, that sounds awful.
Oh, what did she say then?
What a bitch. Oh, God. No, well, we've been going about an hour now. You want to call it in? Do you have anything else on your mind? I think next time, I mean, we could do it now, but it'd probably go on a little bit long. We need to tell Target stories, since we both worked at Target.
Let's save that for next time, definitely. We both have some doozies.
It's a pretty bad story.
And nothing like, I saved a man.
There was a child dying in the aisle, and I gave him his fucking, you know, potassium shot that saved his life.
One of us ate food out of the garbage and the other one pooped himself in the framing aisle, so we'll leave that for next week.
But who could be who? They're like, one of you is always called fat. I'm assuming you're the one that ate the hot dogs.
What if you just had a story about pooping on the floor in his own bathroom?
What is it with you two? Always pooping and eating.
Seems to be what we do. That email I sent, I was like, let's call it Vladcast. For Vladimir?
It sounds kind of catchy.
Vladcast. I don't drink, though.
I'm still trying to think. Unzcast?
I like Unzcast.
Unzcast isn't bad. We don't unz a lot on the...
We have to... That may be what we'll have to introduce the next episode with. Especially if we can get Terry...
Target.
If we can, get Terry on. Because I know Terry, I think, wants to be on the episode. So perhaps... Well, you're not here this weekend.
Not this weekend, but I don't have I don't have any crazy weekends for the next month or so.
But I don't know if Terry's back. I don't know when she gets back.
Oh yeah.
Is she back this weekend?
I'm not sure. If she does, she's gonna get back this weekend and she ain't doing dick.
She fucking bitch. She went on a goddamn vacation. She went on a cruise and she's just like, oh, I need to just relax now.
I'm like, you're going to 4th of July, aren't you?
Yeah, but no, I think next week we can explain, or next time rather, we can explain the origins of Unz and the Target stories. Since those are actually kind of entwined at one point, too.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, the Black Friday story. It's a good one, too. Maybe a theme song? I was wondering if maybe we could do like a super lame version. You're like Comedy Bang Bang. That's that guy, Reggie Watts, where he just does like beatbox. He does it really well. Or maybe we could just do like a super lame a cappella, like two-man group. Like, bop, doop, bop, bop, boop. One's sexy as hell and one's really, really fat.
Wait a minute, I disagree with that. I feel that I am much more attractive.
Tell me some Unz Cast, Pennsylvania.
I almost would like if we actually wrote the lyrics out for it instead of just freestyling. It actually would be amusing, like an arguing theme song.
Where it's going
to
be tough.
And one is super sexy. Well, I don't know who you're thinking of, but that one would have to be me. I can't hear you under your nose. It's breathing into the mic.
I'd be down for that. We both just sound like Cartman, though, because we both like high voices. Or like the, what was that? The one where they had the High School Musical episode where they're like, I just like to have fun and chill out with my friends.
I mean, we both, yeah.
Except it's like super rude. And, yeah, we both sound exactly alike.
I think you have a slightly deeper voice than I do.
I hope so. 10 years of smoking and 7 years older than you.
I'm still like, hey, everybody. Hi, guys. Welcome to Unzcast. You want an Unzcast? I want an Unzcast. Unz. All right. I think that's going to do it for us this week, guys. We did get some people are enjoying it, though.
We should have done WrestleMania predictions.
WrestleMania is 2 weeks away, I think, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, why would you even bother? You haven't watched the product in like a year and a half.
What CM Punk wins the whole thing.
Okay. He's been out of the
WWE. Nuts to soup.
For 2 months, but...
Bread to desserts. He's got it all.
And Bret Hart is going to be the Intercontinental Champion when he leaves. Let me tell you that. I'm like, oh. Sure. You got it. Nailed it.